WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week 9 of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you, and we're going to have Darren Ward on the program breaking down the Pioneers' 35-18 win against the Hatchets of Washington on the road. Plus, we'll get ready for Friday's game, senior night against Gibson Southern. The Titans only have 2 losses on the year, tough opponent for Boonville. And speaking of Washington, Boonville draws Washington in the first round of the sectional. So Darren Ward will talk about the rematch against the Washington Hatchets as well. All here on week 9 of the Boonville Football Show, brought to you by Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, hear from Darren Ward on the other side. Here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show, it's week 9 here on WREF. Darren Ward, the head coach, joins the program, and I'm Brad Klein. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on and breaking down a 35-18 win, the team's second consecutive win. Congratulations on the dub against Washington. Take me through the game and how it all went down.
Credit to Washington. Like we talked last week, they're a much improved team on both sides of the ball.
Sure.
And really have some dynamic, explosive type players and stuff. And it starts kind of with their quarterback, the Stowers kid. I mean, he's big, 6'3", 6'4", and fairly athletic. I think he's a multi-sport athlete, but really throws the ball really well and is really good about buying time in the pocket and stuff. And you know, he's got some speed at back and speed and with his wideouts and stuff that you always have to be concerned about. The game kind of started off in their favor. I mean, I wouldn't say we blew a coverage for their first touchdown. We just had two guys kind of run into each other. Which created a guy to get wide open kind of on a post route and stuff. And so they jumped out to a quick start on us. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit with our first drive with a penalty or so. Had to punt the ball, but I think on their first or second play from scrimmage on their second possession, Grant Davis stepped in front of a pass and ended up having a pick six for a touchdown to kind of get the momentum moving back in our direction. From that kind of point on, with that pick six, we scored another couple touchdowns to kind of finish off the first half and take a 21-6 lead into the half and really was gaining some momentum with running the football and figuring out ways to get off the field. Came out in the second half. They tried a surprise on kick to us that we've recovered, and I think 4 or 5 plays later, we punched that in for another touchdown running the ball, and all of a sudden we're up 28-6 and really kind of cruising from there. But they kept fighting, kept playing, and did pretty good job of effectively moving the football. And like I said, Stowers kids created some time in the pocket, would scramble around and drop the ball off and pick up some first downs. They picked up another touchdown, and then, ended up driving the ball down inside the one. Quarterback fumbled the ball on a sneak play. Tyler Klainer picks it up, scoops it up, and takes off the other direction. Eventually gets tackled down around the 10-yard line. It was a pretty exciting play. We scored two plays later, I think, to get it to 35 to 14 range. And then kind of forced some issues, and we kind of took a knee late in the game there as we were kind of getting ready to score again to make the score finally 35-17. But all in all, really pleased with our effort. Thought we did a lot of positive things running the football. I think Tyler Reinhardt had 90-something yards rushing for two scores. Mm-hmm. Nolan McKinney was over another 100, had another 100-yard night with a touchdown rushing. Grant Davis added another touchdown rush along with his pick six. Only completed a few passes, but, the game kind of dictated for us to run the football. And we did a really nice job on the line of scrimmage. Jordan Eigner played really well up front. Brooks Eigner. Tyler Klainer did a really good job of blocking and setting the edge all night long. Axton Hudson played well. Just really pleased with how we all played on the line of scrimmage and played offensively.
Coach, it feels like one of the most difficult things to do in football, correct me if I'm wrong, is to run the ball when everyone knows you're running the ball. That's not to take anything away from Grant Davis, but it feels like establishing the run has been a key part of your identity, especially over the last couple of weeks, which have yielded a couple of wins for you. What do you attribute, or how do you attribute, the rushing success, especially over the last couple of games, especially when you know, when the other team knows, that that's what you and the rest of the team want to do?
Well, I think it's continued work that we do each week in practice and trying to get maximum effort out of our guys to take pride in running the football. And it's kind of one of those things that and it's a coaching cliche, but typically games are just decided on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And it's just an important part of our offense that, we want to take charge of and be able to effectively do. And we think effectively running the football opens up our throw game and some play action stuff. So it's something we take a lot of pride in, something we've really been on our guys about, finishing off blocks and playing through the whistle and just giving second, third effort. And then blocking at the next level to linebackers and then getting blocks down the field and stuff. So something, like I said, it's something we work on, something we preach on. And like you said, when the other team knows you're going to do it, when it's kind of flipped and that's happening to you, it can be kind of really devastating that you can't stop the run, especially when you're trying everything you can to kind of get it stopped and stuff. So it's a credit to our guys and stuff. But we also know, too, we've got to be better in the throw game and hit some guys that are open at times. But I got to do a better job of just get more throw game called in our regular offense.
Then again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Boonville has two wins over their last 2 weeks, trying to stretch it out to 3-3 with Gibson Southern looming in the regular season finale. We'll talk about the Titans on the other side here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
And we continue on week 9 of the Boonville Football Show. Head coach Darren Ward joins the program, and I'm Brian Klein. Happy to be with you. You know, coach, usually we talk about the upcoming game in the last segment of the show. We'll save the sectional pairing draw for the last segment. We'll talk about this upcoming Friday for Gibson Southern. We'll talk about that now. Gibson Southern is definitely a tough test, always is. What's it going to take against the Titans in the regular season finale?
Well, I think, again, it's what we talk about each week. You know, we tend to go as we protect the football from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, we'll need to play a clean game offensively, you know, limit turnovers to less than, you know, two. I mean, we typically can get away with throwing the ball over once, but, you know, typically when we win, we have no turnovers. We still need to be a little bit better at pre-snap penalties, the false starts and some of those types of stuff, but, you know, it's going to take all three phases against a good Gibson Southern team. And I know Coach Hart and Gibson Southern's kind of been dealing with, you know, like what a lot of teams deal with at this point in the season. They're dealing with some injuries and some guys that are out for the season and, you know, getting some guys back as they approach the end of the season and, you know, being kind of a little bit banged up like most teams are and like we are. So, from an offensive perspective, we're going to have to effectively run the football, pick and choose when we want to throw it, but be able to execute there. Look for some dynamic or some explosive opportunities offensively, whether it's in a run game or throw game or maybe a little trick play here and there. Kick game, typically. They've got a really good outstanding kicker that can kick 50-plus yard field goals. And most of his kickoffs are touchbacks, so, you know, that's kind of an advantage for them. But, you know, we need to be clean in that and really shore up our punt returns and punt protection. You know, defensively, the quarterback, Zach Foster, is an athletic kid. Mm-hmm. And we're on a stretch here of really seeing some solid quarterbacks, but he's a little bit more unique. He'll be the one of the quarterbacks that's got the most speed. He's kind of the same speed as the Goldsberry kid from Heritage Hills. Throws it well. He's effective. Offensively, Gibson Southern's really fast. They've got fast guys, but they want to play fast. They want to get the ball snapped and play up tempo. And so we'll have to get our calls in defensively and get lined up and be ready to go react and respond to how they want to go play offensively.
You know, Coach, as you get ready for Gibson Southern, and I might ask you a little bit more about the Titans in a moment, but this is also the last regular season home game of the year, so that becomes senior day. And you do have a young team in certain respects, but you also have some key seniors that will be celebrated on Friday night. I'm not going to single out any one guy. Maybe you can, but when you think about the senior class, any memories or things that pop to mind when you think about the class of 2024?
Well, I think the big thing is that this core seven have kind of stuck together, and it was never a large class coming in from middle school or eighth grade and never really had a lot of success. But, you know, over the years, some of these guys have filled key roles for our team. And, you know, we go back a few years ago when we upset Wrights in the sectional round two game and stuff. You know, some of these guys played some key roles in that game. You know, Brooks Eigner on the line of scrimmage, and Tyler Reinhart was playing a little bit for us defensively and stuff. So they've played a lot of football for us, just really kind of stayed true to themselves. You know, Tanner Garrett's a great defensive player that's, you know, spot played a little bit last year, but has been dedicated and stuck to the program. Go to Bullock, an offensive lineman. Again, kind of a backup for most of his career, but has an opportunity to start on offense here and play quite a bit defensively. Like I said, I've already mentioned Brooks Eigner, really stepping up and always been a true good offensive lineman for us, but really contributing on the defensive side this year. You know, Cameron Schaffner, senior linebacker, you know, just over the last couple of weeks, because of some injuries, has really had to be able to step up and really contribute to the team. You know, Dayton Hunt, a senior wideout and stuff, has kind of paid his dues and has gotten in the mix lately. And then, Logan Kunkel kind of joined our team as a linebacker a few years ago, transfer in here from, I think, Princeton originally and stuff, and has really been contributing over the last 2 to 3 weeks in special teams and getting on the field defensively with some injuries and stuff. So really pleased with these guys of how they've been to our program and really committed to themselves and have been great leaders for our program this year.
Again, Darren Ward, the head football coach for Boonville here on WREF. We're talking about the Gibson Southern game for next week. But the good news is that won't be those seniors' last game because the sectional pairings are out. We'll talk about the draw on the other side here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza, too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on the Boonville Football Show. Head coach Darren Ward with me. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach, so we're just talking to start this show about a 35-18 win against Washington in the penultimate game of the regular season. Now we're talking about the sectional pairing, and who are you going to play? It's Washington again, a rematch in the first round. So how difficult is that, and who gets the advantage after playing them just 1 week ago and now two games in a three-week stretch against the Hatchets?
Well, I think, number one, we're pleased with the draw, first off. And number two, I think both teams, it's kind of an advantage for both teams. You know, when you play this close, it was only a couple weeks apart, it's really easy to go back and evaluate film and replay things and realize, you know, hey, if we'd have done this better, if we didn't give up this score, if we didn't do this and stuff, I think it's advantageous for both teams when it's all said and done. And Yeah, we know we did well. I mean, we ran the football effectively against them. We know where we had some shortcomings at defensively and even offensively. You know, we gave up a few explosive plays. We didn't get much pressure on the quarterback and allowed him to kind of move around and create some opportunities. They picked up potentially a few explosive plays in the kick game, but there was a few penalties that called some stuff back, so we caught some breaks there. But, you know, it's a draw that we're excited about, and, you know, both teams know that if they win on, you know, in the first round of the sectional, they're going to host the next game just because of how the rules are with the bye teams, and bye teams have to go on the road.
Sure.
So it sets up really well for us. I'm sure Washington's thinking the same thing, but, you know, I told our team yesterday that, you know, they're going to hear me and coaches and stuff talk all week long, and our focus all week long this week will be on Gibson Southern. So we addressed a little bit yesterday with them, but our focus is Gibson Southern as we move forward and stuff. Now, as a coach, I can talk to you about that type of stuff, but our players and when we're at practice and outside of practice, our focus is Gibson Southern this week.
And that makes sense. I do wonder, though, if you are, as a coach, right, and you can look at this from a bird's eye view administratively, looking at, okay, got to get through Washington, then again, we just did. Do you pay attention at all to who's on the next side of the bracket? Not the other side, but the next game being Ball State. And, yes, they're coming off a bye, so I guess advantage them in that right, but they don't have a win this year. Does that register with you at all, or are you just full throttle Washington right now?
Well, I mean, it's easy for me to acknowledge or know. I mean, we know that, you know, that Boise's winless this year, but they play in SIAC.
Sure.
I mean, they're playing week in and week out, Memorial, Modern Day, Castle, you know, Vincennes, Lincoln, and they're North, and they're playing a tough schedule. So, you know, it's not out of the ordinary for them not to have a good record. And in my time frame, this is my 10th year here, we've played them probably 3 or 4 times, it seems like, in the sectional, and same type of scenario. They upset us 1 year. I mean, we went there with a pretty good team, and I think they had maybe 2 wins on the year, and we went there and played poorly, and they hit some explosive plays, and we couldn't respond, and got beaten. I know our 2018 year, our regular season undefeated team, we drew them right off the bat and went up there and got down by 2-3 scores in the first half and battled back and won the game at the very end. So as coaches, we understand, you know, what we're up against and how games can go and stuff. I think for players and for teams, I think you got to keep things in check and really just focus on the task at hand that week. So like I said, you know, our focus is Gibson Southern this week. When we wrap around the Saturday, we'll start focusing on Washington in the tournament. And if we happen to get past them, then our attention will go to Boise and stuff. So, you know, that's just – football is one of those sports you just kind of think the next game up, and it's 1 week at a time. And if you get out ahead of yourself and stuff, that's when you kind of get yourself beat. So that's kind of how things work for us.
That's Boonville head football coach Darren Ward here on WREF, the final regular season Boonville football show. Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win against Washington. I know you're not looking ahead to Washington. You're looking ahead to Friday night against Gibson Southern. So with that, we say good luck against the Titans.
All right, thank you very much.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 9 of the Boonville football show here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank. Award World Trophies owned by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.